Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's 4 p.m. I guess you can hear me on the mic. 4 p.m. on Friday the 17th of February, and this is the Friday Sports Frenzy with your host, Matty B. They call me Matty B, Matt Bolin, and we've got someone on the line. I think this is John, right?
Matt, how are you?
John, I'm good, man. How are you? John Daly good. Is the... let me just introduce you here. John Daly is the Fairfield Ludlow Falcons boys basketball coach, the head coach here in southwestern Connecticut. And, hey, John, I just wanted to let you know, I'm actually doing this on my own little radio station here. It's like a Part 15 kind of FCC-approved radio station on 1650 AM. And
cool.
So I wanted to let you know you're on the air.
Matt, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and happy to be on.
Cool. I'm just trying to find my notes here on my computer, and I'm like, hurry up, Matt.
No
anyway,
worries at all.
I think it's got to be here somewhere. But, yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the upcoming FCAC and state tournaments coming up. How's Ludlow?
Sure.
How's Ludlow stand right now in the standings?
We're 7-7 in the FCAC. We're 8-10 overall. So, you know, the Ward game was a big win for us. It got us at an eighth win, which gets us into the Class LL state tournament, which starts in about 3 weeks. So, you know, that's goal number one, first and foremost, checked off the list, and we're excited about that. You know, we're 7-7 in the league right now. We're tied 10th. Eight teams make the FCAC tournament. The best we can do is you know, win our last two games and finish up 9-7. And then
right.
We're going to need some help in the tiebreaker scenario. Danbury beating Central last night didn't really help our cause. But, you know, it's a long season. We were 3-8. We got off to a really tough start. We lost a lot of close games. But we're 5-2 in our last seven. We're playing a lot better. And so it's, you know, listen, you define your own goals, and it's nice to see us, from my standpoint as a coach, see us playing better basketball as we head into the postseason. That's kind of the goal, is to get better every day, and I think we're doing that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And, yeah, you got into the state tournament at the expense of my team, the Ward Mustangs, of course. But
yeah,
we'll get you next time.
That was a pretty big upset. I mean, Ward is having a great year, and Ryan Swallow does a great job over there. They're very talented, and, you know, listen, we played a real good game, and, you know, fortunate for us, they didn't make a lot of shots, and they're a very good shooting team. So, you know, it was kind of a perfect storm for us, and we were able to come away with a win.
Cool. Before I get into some other stuff, that does bring up their standout player, Giancarlo, I think, Brancato. What do you think of him?
Well, he plays for Ward, yeah, Giacomo Brancato. He did play for Ward. He's no longer a part of the team.
Oh, he was a senior last year or something? I didn't know
No, he was a senior this year, but there was, from what I heard, he was asked, along with his brother, to leave the team. So, those guys are no longer playing.
Oh, that's a big loss for the Mustangs. But
yeah, sure.
Tell me how you got involved with Ludlow.
What's that?
How did you get involved with Ludlow? How did you get this head coaching job?
Yeah, so, boy, this is my 10th year overall and my 4th year as head varsity coach. But I was living in Massachusetts up in the Boston area out after school for a little while, Matt, and when I moved back here, I switched careers. I was in corporate America for a while and then decided to be a teacher and a coach. And so when I finished my school and I moved back home to Fairfield, there was a freshman position open at Ludlow. And at the time, Josh Marco, was the head coach, and Brian Silvestro was the JV coach. So Josh hired me as the freshman coach. I coached 3 years, head freshman, and then Josh resigned. Brian took over, and he kept me on and promoted me to JV. And then when Brian resigned, 4 years ago, I interviewed for the job and was fortunate enough to land the position. So it's been great. Ludlow's been great to me. It's really fun, as you know. Like you, I'm a Fairfield High alum. So it's pretty cool coaching now in your hometown and being around a lot of people that were so good to me over the years and nice to give back to the community that I grew up in as well.
Great. So you kind of moved up through the program. Cool.
Yeah, which is great. You know, I've met a lot of great kids over the years, and it was, a relatively seamless transition for me when I went from head JV and assistant to head varsity. Because, I knew all the kids. I'd coached them at the junior varsity and freshman levels. And so, my first year, those guys, it was nothing new for them. It was a pretty pain-free transition for me and for the kids, too.
Yeah, and I see some of those big games, like the Ward and Ludlow games, are like packed, sold out.
When we were in school, Matt, it was just Fairfield High. And our big rival was either like a Staples or a St. Joe's. And now I'm so jealous of these kids because I've been able to coach in a lot of these games now over the years, these Ward Ludlow games. And the rivalry is terrific. And, man, I mean, there was over 1,000 people at our game Wednesday night. And it's, we've had great games over the years. And it is some rivalry and great atmosphere and really a great night for the town and both programs,
Yeah, like they say in wrestling, the atmosphere was electric.
it was. Our guys, we're not used to that. We did play in the holiday tournament at Fairfield U in front of, easily 1,000 people, but Alumni Hall is so much bigger. Our gym at Ludlow it seems to be right on top of you. And so it got real loud in there. I think our guys kind of fed off that crowd and pushed us through to victory.
Now, getting into the tournament a little bit, now you said Ludlow might not make the FTAC top eight. Because I have the top eight
now.
Yeah,
fortunate enough. Last year we were the eighth seed, and we got in. And the year before that, we actually won the Central Division, and we were the two seed. But this year we're really outside looking in. We've got to win and get a lot of help to possibly sneak in at the eighth seed. So, our focus right now is Staples. We play them Monday night at home, and they're a very good basketball team, and just kind of taking it one day at a time. And if we're somehow get into the FCAC, that would be great. If not, we'll shift our focus to the state tournament.
Yeah, and seeing some good teams in here, like Trumbull, Wilton, Darien.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a team other than yourself to win the FCAC, who would you go with? Who was your sleeper pick?
Well, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and it seems like the last 2-3 years, the FCAC is just so wide open. It's very balanced. There's not like a real dominant team out there. Last year West Hill won it and they were the sixth seed. We were the eighth seed. We lost to Danbury and they were the number one seed. We lost in overtime. So anybody can kind of beat anybody, but this year it is so wide open to me. I think anybody that makes the tournament has a chance to win. Like Trinity beat Trumbull on Wednesday night, and Trinity right now is sitting in the eighth spot. Trumbull's the number one team in the league. So, but I'll tell you what, Ward, if they make shots, and don't forget, Matt, the tournament's at Fairfield Ward, the whole thing. So Ward potentially could play three home games, So if they make shots and they're at home, they could be tough to beat. I think Ward's got a real, real good shot at winning.
Yeah. They could have three home games here because it looks like the part one of the quarterfinals are at Ward, and then possibly.
Yeah, the quarters are all four quarters are at Ward, those games, and then the semis are at Ward, and the finals are at Ward. The whole thing's there. So if they keep winning, You know, they're going to be at home, which is a big advantage.
Yeah, now looking at the state outlook,
see
you guys got in, right? It looks like
we're
beat like the 31st seed.
8 wins got us in. Yep. So right now, like, we're ranked 29th, 30th, somewhere around there. And, you know, I mean, if the tournament started today, we play a very good team, a very high seed. We're kind of looking at, like, an East Hartford or East Catholic, a Weaver, teams up in the Hartford area, which they're very good. But, you know, if we can somehow win a couple more games coming in, that would really boost our seeding. You know, we could possibly move up to somewhere in the mid-20s to low 20s, and that might give us a more manageable game that we can win in the first round. I mean, the one thing I can tell you is, you know, we don't know who we're going to play, but we're going to be on the road, that's for sure. So,
right.
But you just, you know, like right now we kind of want to avoid some of those real top three, four, five teams, very, very good teams. So, you know, we just got to keep winning. That's the key. Just focus on the next game.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to do it. And I see you guys might get the 34th seed, and it looks like Ward might get number 8. So they're going to have a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, Ward is going to get if Ward stays at 8, because we were there a couple of years ago, we were the 8th seed in the state tournament, and we had 2 home games, and we made it to the state quarters. We played prep. But we did get 2 home games in the state tournament, which was really a big advantage for us. So if Ward can somehow secure that 8th seed, you know, if they win in the first round, they could potentially get a second home game, which makes a big difference too. So that's nice. You know, you don't have to go anywhere in the state tournament, no long travel. So Ward is
home court advantage.
Sitting in a good
Absolutely.
Position if they can win their last 2 games.
Have about another 5 minutes maybe with you here, John.
Sure,
Daly.
Yeah, that's fine.
The head coach of the Fairfield Ledlow Falcons boys basketball team, who are in the state tournament, and that the final pairings for the CIAC Class LL tournament will be announced, looks like, March 1st on 12 noon. So we're into February frenzy, March madness here. I love this time of year.
Yeah, March is a great time of month, both for, not only college basketball for sure, but high school basketball as well.
Yeah, now, I guess I don't have, like, really questions written out, but who would you say, besides Ward, is, like, your biggest rival? I'm kind of taking it
by That's a good question, Matt. I guess Staples, you know, rival town. We've had some good games with them, you know, the past couple of years. It always seems to be a pretty good crowd. I would also say Fairfield Prep. You know, we do play Prep. You know, we've played Prep every year for the last 3 years.
Right.
You know, but them being right in town, and you know, we could possibly see them in the holiday tournament. We've had some really good games with them. So, yeah, I'd say Staples and Fairfield Prep for sure.
And it looks like you have a game coming up with Staples.
We don't have the schedule pulled up
in front of me, but that's Monday night.
Yeah,
we play
home Monday night. It's our senior night, so if you're in the area and you know, some of your listeners want to come on over, senior night at Fairfield Ledlow, 7 o'clock tip. So we're home Monday night, and then we have to go to Wilton to finish out the regular season on a Wednesday, 7 o'clock. So 2 left and 1 home, 1 away.
Yeah, and if people around here aren't familiar with Fairfield Ledlow, it's just right almost by the train station on Uncle Road in Fairfield. Big school there.
Yep. Yes.
I think my senior year in Fairfield High, we had like almost 2,000 students. So,
you know, I mean, I was living up in Massachusetts kind of college and then post-college, so I really wasn't around much when they, you know, were talking about bringing back Ludlow and then Folt, you know, finally did. But I think, yeah, Matt, it was probably time that they went back to 2 schools. I think, you know, for that Fairfield High was almost overcrowding.
I know. We've got to talk about the Fairfield High connection here. We both went to Fairfield High. You were 99,
Yep.
right? I'm 2000.
Correct. Yep, that's right. Absolutely.
Cool. So, just really quick on the Staples
Yeah.
and Wilton games.
Mm.
What would you say the big focus of the games will be for you guys?
Yeah, Staples is good. They're same with us right now. They're 7-7 in the league. They I think they have 9 or 10 overall wins. They have a guard, Justin Seidman, who he's averaging, I don't know, at least 20 points a game. He's a real scorer, and he's done a great job for them this year. And they're well coached. Colin Devine, who's a Trumbull grad, has been coaching there for a long time now, and you know, they always seem to be very ready for us. And I just think, you know, we're going to have to just be ready to play. You know, I think it's easy to have a letdown after such a big win over Ward Wednesday night. So I think it's really important that our guys, you know, that we had practice today and have one later. It's kind of a message that, you know, like, hey, you know, Ward was great. We celebrated it, but it's time to move on now. So we just got to be ready to play Monday night. Yeah, absolutely. Just
keep focusing on –
keep stay the course, you know. So that's probably the biggest thing is that, you know, it's easy, you know, Ward, 1,000 people, it's Ward, and our guys were really ready to play. And, you know, the crowd won't be like it was, you know, versus Ward on Monday night. So just got to be ready to go and understand that every single game for us, even though we're in the state tournament now, is just equally important, you know. So and Wilton is on the road. They're a very fast team. They're smaller, but they shoot it really well. They get up and down and transition. Another well-coached team. So, you know, it's a tough week for us for sure.
Yeah, gotta like keep the guys fresh and keep them focused on the goal. And I know you have to get going, John, because you've got practice to do, and you're a busy guy over there at Ludlow. But thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you having me.
No problem, John. We'll do it again sometime. Thanks a lot for calling off.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. So long, John. Best of luck in the tournament.
Thanks, pal.
And we were just talking with John Daly, the head coach of the Fairfield Ludlow Boys basketball team over at Fairfield Ludlow. And I'm going to try to pull up their schedule for you. Of course, I should have had this earlier, but I should have pulled up the schedule earlier, yeah. But we're on the air right now on 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut, right here in the Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut, City Line area. And pulling up the schedule for the Fairfield Ludlow Boys, as we talk a little bit about high school basketball. Varsity team doing well. They're 7-7, but that's good enough to get into the state tournament. FCAC tournament, not sure. But they have two games remaining. The first one is a home game on Monday night, the 20th of February, at Fairfield Ludlow High School. They'll be taking on the Staples Wreckers in the main gym at 7 p.m. And that is senior night for Fairfield Ludlow. And on the 22nd, Wednesday the 22nd, that night, Ludlow travels up to Wilton to take on the Wilton Warriors. 7 p.m. start on that game. And we had a good talk here with John Daly. The best of luck in the state tournament. I guess this is going to be an early exit for the episode today. Kind of like a mini pilot episode of the Friday Sports Frenzy. We like to talk high school basketball around here. High school sports, the boys and girls tournaments are heating up.
That boy ain't right.
Wrong sound. But things heating up in state boys and girls basketball.
And here we go.
And I want to thank everybody for listening in the Bridgeport, Stratford, City Line area. We'll be back on Saturday night or Sunday night. And we'll be doing some music from for the listening area on Saturday or Sunday night, right here on 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you very much.
And it's... Where's the other thing? It's about time to get out of here. So, until Friday, thank you for listening to Friday. That's all. We'll be back next Friday. See you later, everybody.